Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk. I'm James Haskell, along with my co-host Glenn Martin. The whole crew is riding with us today. Of course, that is DK in the background running the show, and intern Brad as well, hanging out with us tonight. We are so excited to get into all things Ravens. Man, I can't wait. We got a fun-filled show, an action-packed show, lots of information, lots of things to talk about. And of course, as you guys can see in the title, Ravens wide receiver Dayton Wade is going to join us here in a few minutes. But before we get into all those things, we got to shout out our proud sponsor. Glenn, who's the sponsor of this awesome episode tonight?
Yeah, this episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right up to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. So hopefully you put some money on the Orioles today, because I don't know if you've seen it, Jimbo, but it looked like a football score out there today. O's win 17-5 over the Yankees. Give them a little Yankee spanky. But when the game is over, head on over to the online casino and get a hand of blackjack, poker, or unwind in one of the over 150 slot games. Head to the website today. Get in on all the action. Use promo code BLEAV. That's B-L-E-A-V for 50% bonus to your initial deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Let's go. And I tell you what, it's been an action-packed sports week, and we're looking to get in on that action. So, all right, Glenn, let's speaking of action, let's talk about it. It's the offseason. This is a perfect time for offseason drama and all things above. So why don't you cue this thing up? We've talked about this a few times. What's going on here, dude?
Yeah, I mean, ever since PQ has signed with the Steelers and left the Ravens, he's missed zero opportunities to take, I guess I'd call them playful shots, little jabs at the city, at the colors of the team, at the team itself. And he's even manufactured moments in order to be able to get a couple of those shots in. And Marlon Humphrey had a response to some of his criticisms, namely when he pointed out the colors of the team, the food of the city, and had a bit of a response, which then triggered another response from PQ. But let's see what Marlon had to say about Patrick Queen's most recent criticisms.
Dude, what's up with PQ? PQ has been talking. I don't know if these quotes are real or fake. It's like
the whole summer he went from talking on the Ravens to the food in Baltimore sucks. Like, he's just doing a whole thing. I kind of love it.
I don't even understand why he had to go in on Baltimore like that. Pittsburgh, the city's better. The food's better. The color's better. I'm like, golly, what? Goodness gracious. Like, what? So I don't know what PQ got going on. I know he's happy over there.
Good.
I'm not hating on Pittsburgh. I'm not hating on PQ. But I've been at the Ravens for a while. I've seen this same story go down with a lot of guys. Reality sets in eventually. Okay, but he seems to be happy over there. So shout out to – well, actually, no, we're not going to shout him out, but
good job. He already gets too much conversation on this show.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I tell you what, Glenn, Marlon Humphrey is on point this entire, you know, monologue he had going on there, but one part is true. Reality sets in eventually, and while I think that a lot of what he was talking about is referring to the fact that sometimes – some franchises aren't as well run as others. And certainly we believe, bias or not, and I think league opinion is, the Ravens from the top down are a really, really well organization and a good employer to have the opportunity to work for. But I have to also say that it's not like we hear bad things about the Steelers and that they do things the wrong way. We know the Rooney family. We know they do things the right way. But this reality is what I believe PQ is also referring to. One day, or not PQ, sorry, Marlon. One day PQ will come off on the sideline after making a, you know, he'll make a big play on a three and out. I don't know if he'll make a big play, part of a big play, on a three and out, right? He'll, like, get in on a tackle that TJ Watt has going on. And they'll go out there, and then they'll realize that it's either Russell Wilson or
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
Who, by the way, Madden has is the kick returner in their first trailer drop. They had him as a kick returner.
And then he's going to be back out there in 3.5 minutes. And that's going to, like, at some point, reality sets in. Marlon said it right, dude.
Look, like, I tell you what, Jimbo, I love it. I love that PQ's doing this. And look, I'll say this. It felt a little forced. It felt a little bit phony at times. But I like it. I'm all for it. And, yeah, I mean, if you're going to go to any team, know, as far as you want to keep something similar or get, you know, a similar atmosphere. I think the Steelers are one of them with the consistency they have at head coach, front office, and just, you know, generally doing things the right way. So he could have went someplace a whole lot worse. So I'm sure he's happy. And I just can't wait for the matchup. I can't wait to see how all things are going to kind of turn out here with him not having Roquan next to him and if he can keep that energy without his enforcer standing next to him. But we're going to find out. But look, I don't want to waste any more time. I think it's pretty exciting. We got one of the newest Ravens here, a former Ole Miss Running Rebel. Is that what they are? I think they're the Running Rebels, right? Now newest member, one of the newest members of your Baltimore Ravens, Dayton Wade joining the show. Dayton.
How's it going, man? Welcome to the show, dude. I'm good. Yeah, how you doing? Is it the Running Rebels? We're not running.
I was way off, wasn't I?
You good.
What is it? Ole Miss, what is it?
We the Rebels.
The Running Rebels, is that UNLV? I think that might be UNLV.
I don't know.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. The only Rebels that matter are the Ole Miss Rebels.
That's right.
Dayton, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. You?
Doing good, man. We are so grateful to have you here on the show and appreciate you you know, giving your time to hang out with us for a little bit. First and foremost, I gotta know, we got all kinds of questions to ask you, but I just gotta ask, how's it been so far from being a collegiate wide receiver? Now you are officially an NFL wide receiver. How has that been for you as a person, right? Like, how's that transition been? How are things going, man?
It's going pretty good. Thankfully, back at Ole Miss, you know, Lane Kiffin, he's a really good head coach. He preached a lot to practice like pros, you know what I'm saying? Do everything like pros, have a pro mentality, especially if that's what you want to be. So I've been carrying myself as a professional wide receiver for a little minute. So the transition wasn't as bad for me. Like, it wasn't hard. It was real, you know, it was simple, you know what I'm saying? Then our offense at Ole Miss, it was kind of complicated, you know what I'm saying? It had a lot of choice routes and such like that where you had to read the defense. So the transition hasn't been that bad, you know. It's something I want to do. So, you know, when you want to do something, you put everything you got into it. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's cool to hear that the offense at Ole Miss was able to kind of help prepare you. It makes sense with Lane Kiffin being a former NFL coach that he would – have some complexities to his offense, and asking receivers to read defense is pretty cool. But I got to ask you, you start your collegiate career at Western Kentucky, played a few years there, ultimately end up going to Ole Miss. So why did you choose Ole Miss? Was it Lane Kiffin, or was there more behind the decision?
Yeah, it was definitely Lane Kiffin. But I actually had a teammate that was at Western Kentucky with me, and he ended up transferring from Western Kentucky to Ole Miss. And he basically had, like, similar roles. Like, he thought I would play. Like, he was like, oh, yeah, I think this is a perfect fit for you. Like, you know what I'm saying? No matter which way it go, like, I wouldn't tell anybody this but you. You know what I'm saying? Like, go to Ole Miss. You know what I'm saying? Go mess with Lane Kiffin. So that was my man's. I trusted him. So I was like, all right, bet. Like, let's go. So I did it.
And I tell you what, it paid off. That year was, you know, you had an awesome year. I tell you what, man, anytime you look up highlights of you online, the catches, dude, like, just wild. That's the one you were literally, like, horizontal. Yeah. Like, I think I could try that a million times and I would break multiple bones in my body and make
zero. We'll go up to the trampoline part, Jimbo. I'll just keep winging at you. Let's see how many it takes.
And then I'll be able to do it. But, dude, one of the questions I got to ask you is, where do you I got to tell you this, a little bit of backstory. Since Glenn and I have been covering the Ravens, and before that, one of Glenn's beefs is that the Ravens have a hard time finding a guy that can high point the football, that can go up and get it at its highest point. Of course, we've had some guys like that in the past, but we've also had some big guys in stature that will basket catch it, right? Instead of going up and attacking the football. Where does that come from? Do you think that's instinct, or you think it's something that, cause I feel like you know, your tape shows that you clearly attack the football, you get it, you know, you high point it, but is that instinct? Is that something that can be taught? Like, what's your take on that?
I think it's mentality, because, you know, like, my whole mentality of it is see ball, get ball. You know what I'm saying? The quarterback trusted me. He believed I'm open. He believed that I'm going to catch the ball. So I'm going to catch it. I be telling him all the time, like, look, if you throw it, if it's near me, I'm going to just go get it. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter where it's at. If you feel like that's where I need to be, I'll just, you know what I'm saying, go catch the ball. So I think it all starts with mentality and want to, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like you said, like confidence and really just going to get the ball. Like you can't let the ball come to you. You got to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like plucking it out the air. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the ball catch you, catch it. You feel
Love
me?
It. Glenn, I got a quick follow-up real quick. Mm-hmm. When I was watching your tape, I saw some guys like a little bit of Steve Smith in there and some other guys. Are there some guys that you model your game after as you come up through the ranks as a player?
The one player that I was watching real heavy, because I feel like we got like similar stature, you know what I'm saying? Like play style, like how we move. He was a Steeler, but Deontay Johnson, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a smooth guy, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I watch his film a lot, you know what I'm saying? I like how he approached the game, how he come off the ball, you know what I'm saying? Like, he attacks, you know what I'm saying? That's my game. I'd rather be the attacker, you know what I'm saying? So, I feel that.
Deontay's probably, I mean, if the quarterbacks are right, he's going to have a big year. That dude is a pro. I don't think I could touch Deontay in my hallway of my home. Like, if he had to get by me on the hallway, I can easily touch both sides of the hallway. I don't think I could touch him. I think he'd get by me. I mean, that is just how electric that guy is. It's just a shame he's a daggone dirty Steeler. You know what I mean? That's the only part I can't get behind. But I got to get your take on how it happened. After your last season in Ole Miss, didn't get an invite to the combine. Is that correct, Dayton? Like,
yeah, that's correct.
How shocked were you? And then how did you then transition to going, I'm still going to make it? Because I know the percentages. We've had agents on here. We've been fortunate enough to talk to people. There's not a large percentage of players that aren't invited to the combine that end up making it to where you're at. What was your reaction to not getting invited? And then how did you kind of flip that and attack this, you know, in a different way?
Honestly, I really didn't mind. I felt like I showed who I was as a player on film, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's coaches out here, it's GAs, assistants, whatever. They get paid to go find players like me, you know what I'm saying? So I just had faith in my ability and what I put on film, you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like I put a pretty solid year together, you know, winning team. We set school history. That says a lot, you know what I'm saying? That's not something that comes around, you know what I'm saying? So I just felt like if people really, you know what I'm saying, did their research, they'll find me. And then when they come get me, I show them like what it's worth. You feel me? So I just, that's how it was. That was my approach too. I wasn't really nervous or anything because I know who I am on the field. I know what I'm going to do when the time comes, you know what I'm saying? So I was straight.
And were you expecting to be drafted, Dayton?
Oh, I thought I did think I was going to get drafted. I was like, come on now, because especially with all the comparisons, like the other receivers I was getting compared to and whatnot, I'm like, come on now, I'm in the SEC. I'm really, and I'm playing out of position. I'm playing outside, you know what I'm saying? So that shows I can play against press coverage and I'm consistently winning, you know what I'm saying? So I thought it, like all that, you know what I'm saying, really meant stuff. But I mean, it's cool, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter how you get here, it's what you do when you're here, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just
so
like,
true. So yeah. True. I tell you what, Dayton, we, and I don't know if this went into your decision making, but certainly here in Baltimore, I like to think that our front office is most proud. Everyone's happy to land and to nail it on a first round pick, right? But everyone is, the front office is even more giddy about an undrafted guy coming in, a late round pick coming in and absolutely balling out, right? Like you talked about, guys get paid to find players like you, right? Like everyone can find the first round pick, right? But it's the guys like you, right, that can come out and really, really make an impact. So what was that like? So you go undrafted. You start getting calls, I'm guessing. Why was the decision Baltimore?
Okay, so I like this one. I took a top 30 here. So on my 30 visit, it was amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it felt like home. It felt like, you know what I'm saying, everything was right. You know what I'm saying? I love the staff. I love everything about it. You know what I'm saying? It felt like real welcoming. Like, every day, you know, I walk in with a smile. You know what I'm saying? Like, Baltimore is a great place. Like, and, like, it's a winning tradition. Like, you can tell when they're all about winning. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I just came from winning. All I want to do is win. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, okay, like, yeah, oh, this feels nice. You know what I'm saying? So when a lot of the phone calls was coming, like, that's what was ringing in my head. Like, I definitely connected with the receiver coach and whatnot. So I was like, all right, cool. Like, the OC, like, I love the OC. So it was real cool. Like,
why you smiling like that when you talking about OC? What'd he do?
He funny. Like, he real funny. Like, he real convincing. Like, he's himself. Like, I love
he curses it. A little bit, doesn't he, Dayton?
He do his thing.
He's got some swag. Swag, right?
Yeah,
he does got some swag.
Yeah, all right, does he hold the clipboard in the front of his shorts?
That's what he wears sometimes, or he have it in his little hoodie. But
I love it.
You know what I'm saying? Have a little swag, a little. You know what I'm saying? Like, get after it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I know them defensive minded players. They trying to get after it. So we supposed to attack, not defend. So like, you gotta have somebody that's wanting to do that. So yeah, it just felt right. Like everything just felt right.
Nice.
Yeah, awesome. Was there a lot of teams? Like, was it something like the decision? I know you had a comfortable visit and you know, you it seems like you kind of hit it off with the coaches, but were there any other teams that you were kind of close to considering?
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a few other teams that, you know what I'm saying, I was interested in, but like, we felt, me and my agent, we felt like in the longevity, like in the long run, like Baltimore made the most sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. a lot, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, it's not how you get here. It's what you do when you get here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we felt like I could get developed here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? With everything going on here. So it was just like, all the other stuff sound cool, but mm-hmm. reality, you know, what you were saying, Marlo was saying earlier, when reality set in, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a real thing. So we definitely considered that. So that's what brought into this.
No, for sure. I gotta ask now that you're here. How's it been playing with Lamar Jackson? How's that been? And a follow up to that, so two part question. How's that been playing with Lamar Jackson? And does it change your game at all? I've wanted to know from a wide receiver perspective when you know you're playing with a guy that can really lengthen the play and run around in the backfield, and you kind of have to go off script a little bit. Does that change your mentality a little bit? When you're going into a play?
Not necessarily. It just, for me, it just gives me more opportunity to get open, you know? Mm-hmm. So say I get open, but I don't get it then, and then he gets the scrambler, I can get even more open. You know what I'm saying? Turn like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like playing backyard football too. And playing with him, it's like watching him on TV and hearing all the stories and everybody, Lamar Jackson is that. Video game.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's for real.
All that is true. He's the game comes real natural to him. Like, you can tell, like, he's a natural ball player. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's fun playing with guys like that. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of things don't even got to be verbally communicated. You just feel it. You know what I'm saying? You just get a little, okay, like, this is how we rock. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got too many plays, too many snaps with him. But when I'm definitely around, like, his aura, you know what I'm saying, what he bring to the game, like, it's MVP, it's championship, it's, you know what I'm saying, winning mentality, Super Bowl, like, that's him. Like, Yeah,
I love hearing that. Now, I know when you first came here, it was primarily the young guys, right? The rookies and most of the young guys. What was it like being there with just that young group? And then how much did it change once the vets got here during OTAs and all that?
So our young group is we're pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Like, we get coached up really well. You know.
Oh, shoot. Hold on. DK. Audio. Hey, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
All right, you're back. Sorry, you cut out for a sec. You're good. Go ahead.
Okay, but us being the young guys and whatnot, like we coached up real good. We held to a high standard. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the only the transition is the speed, you know what I'm saying? Like we was going against each other, you know what I'm saying? We moving fast because we still high level athletes, you know what I'm saying? But then when the older guys came in, it was like, okay, it's another gear, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a lot more moving around, it's a lot more, you know what I'm saying, instincts, a lot of people knowing the game more. So you know what I'm saying, you can't just go out there and just, okay, I got this route, I'm just running this route. Like, no, you gotta go really, you know what I'm saying, run the route. You feel me? So like with that being said, like it's real nice. You
know, I'm assuming it's probably the closest comparison that I can make based on your description is it's probably the first time you enter the highway as a new driver. Like, if any of you guys remember that experience, your first time on the highway and it's like, dude, stuff is real, right? Mm-hmm. Like, You're not just driving on the road anymore. Right. Right. It's a whole different thing.
Yeah, you got experience. You got people doing it there. You got people overdoing it. So
right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. The other question I had was if you got a chance to hear your teammate, Patrick Ricard, talking glowingly about you on, was it the Green Light podcast, right, DK?
Yeah, with Chris Long, I believe.
Did you get a chance to see this?
You know what's crazy? I saw it late because I was locked out of my Twitter for a little minute. So I didn't see it until it was like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, like, died down. So, but when I seen it, I was like, oh, snap. Like, wow, I didn't even
pretty
know.
Cool, right?
Cause, yeah, because I just approach practice like I try to get better every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to waste no days out there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, with football, you never know. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'd rather leave it all on the field every day. So, I'm trying to run my route better every time. I'm trying to get open. I'm trying to be consistent with catches. I'm trying to make the plays. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, make as minimal mistakes as possible. You know what I'm saying? So, like, with him saying that, it's like, oh, dang, like, he actually noticed it. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy, man. He could have said anybody, Dayton. He could have said anybody.
Man, he really could have, man. I appreciate that.
Well, really. Now I think DK has this clip.
Yeah, we're going to put it up for anyone that hasn't seen it yet. We're going to put it up here.
Because, Dayton, this is what really put you on our radar. You know, like, just being honest with you, shout out to Project Pat. You know what I mean? Because once he said your name, said nothing's, you know, hitting the floor. If it's going your way, you're catching it. You know, it brings some eyes, you know. So, yeah, go ahead. If you have that, DK, go ahead and throw that up.
Which of the rookies have impressed? I know you got the Wiggins kid outside, and I've heard about a couple mid-round guys that have impressed in practice. And keep it in mind that we should temper expectations with OTAs because you're out there in underwear.
Right.
Who do you like so far?
You know, obviously, like, our high draft picks are they're looking great. Like, it's kind of expected. It's unfair to say that just because they're rookies as well. But, you know, me being an undrafted guy, I'm going to show a little love to an undrafted guy.
Yeah.
We have a receiver. His last name is Waze, number 18. And I'm just seeing like every day this man's flashing. Like, he's looking really crisp when he runs his route. He's catching all the balls. He has strong hands. He doesn't say too much. He just puts his head down and he's constantly just making plays. And, you know, I think that, you know, I think he's going to, you know, make some noise in the preseason. I just remember his first name is Dayton Wade.
Dayton Wade, Ole Miss.
Dayton Wade, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, I think he's a guy to look out for.
Okay.
Dude, so awesome, right?
Yeah, shout out to him, man.
That's so cool. But I think it's really cool. The description that he gave to me reminds me a lot of a former Raven, Marshall Yanda, who is going to go in the Hall of Fame one day, talked about the importance of a young guy needed to come in, put his head down, go to work, and be coachable, right? Just be coachable, try and sponge everything in. Yeah, humble and just wanted to learn. Having that true beginner's mentality, right? Oh, wait. Oh, there he is. All right, you're back. My bad.
There we go.
but yeah, having that beginner's mentality is crucial, man. I think that's so cool that, you know, he already saw that in you. And then outside of that, the ability that you show on the field is so awesome, man. I'm so excited. But this is the question I got to ask, because you play in the SEC. I mean, dude, like I said, some of the highlights I saw, I still have no idea, like, physically how a human contorts his body that way and catches a football. I still don't understand it. But, like, what do you think it was that people got stuck on, you know, the reason you fell, right?
A lot of people kept saying my size, and since I was playing out wide instead of in the slot, they couldn't get a real evaluation of me. I'm like, hey, man, if you can ball, you can ball. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to find a way how to, you know what I'm saying, get you the ball. So I really didn't really, like, I wasn't really worried about all of that, you know what I'm saying? Because that's something I couldn't control, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I didn't want to waste all my time worrying about something I had. It wasn't in my hands, you know what I'm saying? So if the cards fell on my deck, then that would have been cool. But if it didn't, it's all right. I'm still play my hand, you feel me? So that's just how my approach to it. So I ain't really – I was just like, whatever. I'm just going to go out.
I'm so happy that that's the reason why people passed on you. Because this is the stupidest reason on the face of the planet.
Oh, talking to Jimmy. Jimmy forever been told he's too small. Look, don't hit right something, here. Dayton. Dude, oh, my goodness.
I'm right here with you. Let me just remind you, Dayton. You don't forget this, okay? That Ray Lewis was not taken earlier. Ray Lewis, because he didn't pass.
He's too small.
He was too, for a linebacker at that time, the height 5'10". And weight.
Yeah.
He didn't pass. And look, Ray Lewis, the greatest middle linebacker of all time, yeah. right? Like, I think I mean, maybe people, you know yeah. what I'm saying? So you go out there and man, I was happy when I heard that. I read about that and I was like, dude, I can't wait for this kid to prove people wrong. Because it's ridiculous. It's all relative. You're playing against the same guys, you know what I mean? Relatively speaking, that you're playing in college. You're playing at your same size forever. I'm so excited for you to go out there.
If you can do it in the SEC, I mean, come on. Come
on. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Yeah, I got like a few more days, like 90-some days, something like that. Sure.
Dane, I'm just curious. This is a football fan. I've never reached the heights that you're at right now. I've never come close. How in the hell, like how nervous when you have a big game and you know you're about to play on national television and you got how many fans does some of these SEC stadiums hold?
Like 110, right?
Yeah. It get
how the hell do you go to sleep the night before? How are you not? I coach my son's 9-10 lug nut team. I'm pacing in my living room thinking about the lineup card. How in the hell do you sleep the night before one of those games?
You have a great week of practice, preparation. If you prepare, then you ain't worried about it.
That's so, it.
You know what I'm saying? It's just preparation. For you approach it, you know what I'm saying? I'll be prepared, so I sleep like a baby.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying? Sure.
I like hearing that. You seem certainly mature beyond your years. And another guy, another wide receiver who's brought in recent history, who's been described as mature beyond his years, is Zay Flowers. And I saw a clip come out of training camp where he was kind of looked like you and him were talking about a route and maybe how to do it a certain way and maybe what he sees and what you see. Who has he been the it's kind of weird calling him a vet considering he was a rookie last year, but has he been the guy in the room that's kind of taken on that leadership role for the young guys?
When he's around, he's definitely very vocal on the field. You know what I'm saying? He tells us, like, he definitely, especially when let you run, like, a bad route or something like that. You know what I'm saying? He real, like, because he a great route, amazing route runner. You know what I'm saying? He real fluent. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he knows his stuff. So, like, anything, if he know the answer, he definitely going to, like, help you out. You know what I'm saying? Tell you. You know, Nelly, too, like, Nelson Aguilar, like, he's a coach on it. He's a player's coach. Like he's a player, but he's a coach. You know what I'm saying? Like he can help you, but he's also playing with you. You know what I'm saying? So like he's very vocal too. Like we all like, you know what I'm saying, communicate with each other. That's what I think that's gonna be a big part of our success. You know what I'm saying? Our communication, the ability for us to communicate with each other. You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome. No, yeah. I think that's really cool too, because Zay has, you know, and you guys have similarities in your body type to where I'm sure you guys see things the same way, you attack things the same way. And so that's a good opportunity, I think, for you to learn from a guy who had success and early success here at the Ravens and certainly will continue to do more. Is there something about, and you talked about Monken, the offensive coordinator, having swag and stuff like that, but is there something about his system? Like, is there a specific thing that gets you most excited? That like really is like, man, this is me. You know, this has got me written all over it type thing.
All the routes and all the ways you can get incorporated into the offense. Like all the, we just got so many ways to get into things. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's like, yes, I get to go out there and run them routes. Like I get to, you know what I'm saying? We get to really open it up. You know what I'm saying? So like, he definitely ain't gonna put you in a position to be successful. You know what I'm saying? So like, that's what I like about it.
You know, it's funny, Dave, when you talk, you can just see how much you love football.
That's like, exactly what I was thinking.
A lot of people we talk to, like some people just play football because of the opportunities it brings. Like they're good at it. They're big. They're strong. They're fast. They're athletic. So they play it because of the other stuff that comes with being a football player. But you just seem like you're just a football player, man. You just love the ball.
Yeah, I love it. Give me this feeling. I can't shake it. So
I love that. And that's the players that tend to stick around. That's the players that become – you know, the great players in this league. So I'll certainly be rooting for you like crazy. But my last one is really, what's your plan between now and what is it? July 13th, I believe, is when the rookies are supposed to report to camp. Did you and the coaches sit down? Is there any sort of like, I don't know if you want to call it like an improvement plan or what's the goal for this next little under a month before you have to show up to training camp on the 13th?
All right, so definitely I'm getting in the playbook, you know what I'm saying? The main thing is coming back and still knowing the plays and, you know what I'm saying, because we got a little kind of, we got a little something for y'all, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, it's definitely so we can all be on the same page, you know what I'm saying? There's no lag, especially with us playing, being the first game, You know what I'm saying? Out of year. You know what I'm saying? A week early before everybody. You feel me? So
it's the Chiefs.
Yeah. We ain't gonna speak too much on that. Day by day. But so yeah, it's definitely the main thing. Yeah, make sure you know them plays. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm gonna go out to Miami. I'm gonna train with Zay. You know what I'm saying?
I love that.
You know what I'm saying? Get some team chemistry, team bonding. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what really help you win games too. Like, not just cool in the locker room, cool outside the locker room. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're around each other, it's like, okay, now I'm not just playing ball with you, I'm playing for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we playing for each other. We playing. You know what I'm saying? That's really playing like a Raven. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all really know about it.
I've seen it. I don't know about it from firsthand, Dayton, but I've seen it. I've seen it for a few years.
I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, be a Raven for real. So
yes.
That's awesome.
Focus on getting better. You know what I'm saying? I got a little taste. I went against the vets. I know what I want to improve on. I know what I want to, you know what I'm saying, be, okay, this was going to be my game for the year. This is going to be my attack plan. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what I'm going to get into.
Oh man, we're so excited for you. Just like Glenn said, you can feel the energy even through the screen. Like, we can't wait to see you out there, man, and doing the things that you do. I'm excited to get some of those flashes like we saw just with the college tape that you put out there.
We'll be out camp. We'll be out of camp as many days as we can.
Right. Make sure you come find us.
Yeah. If I say this is Glenn from 410 Sport, don't act like you don't know me, Dayton.
I'm gonna smile, you're gonna see it.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll know us because there's a ridiculous height disparity between him and I.
I'm pretty tall, Dayton. You'll see, which is why Jimmy has a soft spot for the so-called little guys, because you know. He's been called a little guy his whole life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then it's like, all right, well, let's step on the field, right?
That's
see how
right.
that shakes out for you. But no, man, we're so excited for you. Can't wait. We'll be rooting for you, hollering, screaming, and everything else. So, you know, we wish you all the best of luck. We're so great for you coming on. Hopefully we get to catch up with you again, maybe, you know, post-camp, during camp, something like that. Obviously, you know, get in your zone, do your thing.
Yeah.
But we'll certainly be in contact. And if you wouldn't mind, we'd love to have you on again. Come hang out with us again.
For sure.
Awesome, man.
And what is it? At underscore V-I-E-R-R is your Twitter handle?
Uh-huh.
Got you. Make sure you guys go hit the follow button. Talking to one of the newest Ravens. Dayton, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. And good luck in camp. And hopefully we'll talk soon.
For sure. Appreciate you.
See you, man.
Hey, that was cool, man. I tell you what. That's the one thing about the Ravens. Every time we meet a new player, we're just like, we always come away going, dang, that's a good dude. Like, they just get – good guys, man. Like, I mean, the enthusiasm he shows for the game, but also being humble, you know, man, that's pretty cool, man. I can see why Pat Ricard, you know, mentioned his name and he caught his eye.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and look, Pat's been there. Pat knows what it takes. Yeah, I mean, you talk about insurmountable odds.
Like, came out of Maine.
Right. Yeah.
As a defensive lineman.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are we doing here, Pat? You know what I mean? But no, I'm excited for this kid. Really looking forward to it. Can't wait, man. But you're spot on. Like, you can tell he's a good guy and he loves football.
That's it.
Like, that's high energy.
That's all the Ravens need. You're a good person and you love football. Sign them up for that.
Right.
I mean,
dude, I forgot to ask him how he's prepping for Harbaugh's conditioning test, dude.
Well, you've ran it, so you know. Treacherous.
I should try it again. That's been years.
And you are, I mean, I got to think, would you say you're in better
shape? Oh, dude, I was still, yes.
You were thickums back then.
Oh, dude, I was running that thing at like a $175.
Like, yeah, you're a different animal nowadays. You might be able to actually not, you know what? You're not doing the lineman one, okay? We need you at least linebacker. I'm not giving you DB, okay? You're good.
Yeah, because I'm not even the same age bracket as these guys anymore, right?
You're older. Like, we're going to give you the guys that are like 235 and up.
Yeah,
that's speed. Their speed.
Can you imagine Ray running this at 37?
Just murdering it?
Yeah.
Like, no problems?
What's next, coach?
Yeah,
what's next? Like,
you could put brick walls at the quarter mark and he would just run through those and still make the time.
You ever seen the video of him a long time ago? I don't think this was the original Hard Knocks. No, it definitely wasn't. Original as in the time the Ravens were on it before, but he got kind of pissed off because they came inside from the rain.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what that was, but he was like, so it's raining, so we can't practice outside?
Right. It's just football, guys. Like, every time it's raining, we come inside. Every time it's cold, we come inside.
He said, we're going to end up soft.
Yeah, he's like, football is supposed to hurt.
That's right.
I love that, dude. Freaking love. But I tell you what, man, I was super grateful for Dayton. And
impressed, man. He's impressed.
Yeah. I mean, you would agree with me, right? Like, if it's just a height, weight thing for a kid.
Oh, I know.
It's crazy if it's just a weight thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's not like he came out of a small school. It's not like they can go, well, with these height and weight concerns, plus the fact that we haven't seen him tested against high-level competition, then maybe. But this dude played at Ole Miss. I think they went 10-2. They set a bunch of records for offensive number. And you're talking about Ole Miss, the school that produced, what, DK Metcalf, AJ Brown. Like, that became known as, like, wide receiver U for a while. Like, it was producing consistent talent at that wide receiver position. If you can get it done there, like, this isn't North Dakota State we're talking
here. No, absolutely not. And then on top of that, I mean, look, you can see just like, dude, Pat's description of him. Pat's got a career as a scout or as some sort of talent evaluator in the front office afterward, because he was like, he's got the strong hands, like all these things he talked. So true though. I mean, it takes a 30-second clip to realize this kid has ridiculous hands.
Yep.
I mean, right off the jump, right? And body control is excellent. I mean, yeah, I'm really excited.
If you guys haven't seen his highlights, at least go look up his highlights, you know, spend a couple minutes, check out his highlights. It's pretty crazy, especially now that you can, you know, kind of get a feel for the guy's personality a little bit. Certainly easy to root for. I'll be rooting for him like crazy.
Yeah, man.
And I tell you what, Jimbo, we're going to be standing side by side so he gets the visual when I go, hey, Dayton, 410 Sports Talk is in the building. And let's hope that he, doesn't forget us. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, absolutely not. You know, he doesn't give us the cold shoulder, right?
That's right. That's right.
No, for sure. Well, we got something else to talk about tonight.
Well, I mean, we really only other thing was the Pat Q thing, which, look, I'm okay. I was not okay with him starting to take shots at the city, the food, and all that stuff. I don't want him taking – I don't mind the playful jabs at your former teammates, because that's what buddies do. You know, you kind of take shots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it just seemed like it was too manufactured and too crowbarred into situations. But I don't mind the little gif, the retort back where he's just watering his grass. I thought that was actually – that was kind of funny. But I just can't wait till we play this guy, because I have a feeling, Jimbo – that he's still that guy, dude. That guy that we saw before the enforcer got there and Roquan Smith. Like, I still think he's that guy, and that this is not really him. And look, people are going to say you're being a hater, you wish you still had him. I mean, I guess if you're telling me he's going to play for the price I want.
Yeah, then, not at the price they gave him.
But not even half the price that they gave him what I've wanted. And I honestly, I mean, people, again, are going to call me a hater. I think I have high hopes for Trenton Simpson. I think Trenton Simpson is going to be one hell of a player this year. And I think he will also benefit from having Roquan. But let's just see what this guy's got when we play them.
Yeah, and the other thing, just to add to your point, I mean, every great linebacker elevates their running mate. I mean, we've seen this throughout the years. You remember what Ray did with his whole stable of guys
getting jobs left and right.
Yeah, he made Bart Scott a ton of money, made Ellerby a ton of
Sharper.
Money. Sharper. I mean, there's other guys I'm sure I'm not even naming. And then you can just go down the list. You go to CJ Mosley, and CJ Mosley was running with
Zach Orr.
And look, Zach Orr is great. He's obviously our DC and things like that. Zach, I don't think, would ever deny the value that CJ Mosley brought to his game.
Certainly.
You know what I'm saying? And so
he's
and
talked
now you
about it. Yeah.
Right. You see the same thing with Roquan. And Roquan comes in and immediately what happens? PQ's game just elevates, right? So at the next point, just like you said, you gotta be the Roquan.
Mm-hmm. Can he be Roquan? Can he be Batman and not Robin?
Yeah.
I think he's Robin.
I don't know. Robin might be a little too nice. I guess
Batboy. Come on, man.
Hey guys, I'm Batboy.
Boy Wonder. Yeah, like, we're gonna find out, bro. We're gonna find out.
Batman Nightlight.
We're gonna find out if he is built like that in the physicality department, because he's had to deal with a 310-pound polar bear named Pat Ricard who's gonna hit him in his mouth. And let's see if he likes it. Let's see how it goes.
Well, I think that's it for us tonight, folks.
Yeah, that was
an awesome show. If you hopped in late, go back and watch the interview. It is totally worth it. I mean, not because of Glenn and I, certainly because of Dayton. Yes. So go check that out. We appreciate him coming on. Hope to have him on again soon. Yeah. But I think that's it for us tonight, folks, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you.